I love Brother James, his family. They are our friends. Amen. I don't really know how long we've been knowing one another, but I sure do appreciate them. Amen. I love to hear him preach. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Ecclesiastes in the 12th chapter. I ask you to pray that the Lord would help us tonight to deliver this burden that's on our soul. God, I need your help. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Amen. Would you reach it to the Lord again? Just ask God one more time to help us. Father. Come by tonight and visit right here for this congregation. I pray, God, when I need a thought, you'd let it be there. I want to speak, Lord, for you. I have a burden, God, on my heart. I pray that you'd help me. God, I want to do your will. Move tonight in your good name. The church say, amen. I want you to notice the writer here said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. That's what I want to preach tonight for just a little while. The conclusion. Amen. The conclusion. The marginal reading here in the Bible says the end of the matter. Webster said it was the outcome. Amen. The conclusion. We look and think about life, and I know I preach from it and preach about it a lot. I think of it a lot. And I look at not only my life, but your life and others' lives. And I see how frail that it is. I see others and read about them in the newspaper, how that life ends and snuffed out so quickly. Some people try to avoid the thought, shelter their children from any kind of being around anything like that. It's reality. All of us, the Bible speaks about it's appointed unto men once to die. And we think about the conclusion. It's good, you know, to have a good start, have a good beginning. I believe that with right respect, without, I don't want to get into all that, but I just feel like that some, I'm not talking about really folks here, but some people, I've seen some children that, you heard that saying, is born with a silver spoon in their mouth. And I've seen folks, seen children that was reared up and given everything that looked like possibly could be given them, and then they turned out bad. But I feel like that it's good to have a good beginning. It's good to get a good start in life. Amen. But, and it's, of course, it's just right to, try to do right and be right. But the main thing is that when you look at it at the end of the road, the end of the matter, what will be the outcome of your life? Amen. Achish, the king of Gath, he asked David a question that often rang in my mind. He asked David, he said, whether have you made a road today? What he was saying was, where have you been? And what have you done? And I want us tonight for a little while here, and I don't know how, I realize that our age varies, and oftentimes when I'm praying of a morning, and even thinking about our children, or what we call the young folk of the church, And I say, Lord, we got them from them that's in high school all the way down to just little bitty babies. And our age varies. But I want you for just a little while tonight to think with me, and just don't get too far away. Amen. But what will be the conclusion of your life? What will your life, what will the outcome of your life be? What will it be for you? What will it be for those that know you? You see, the psalmist said this in Psalms chapter 9. Chapter 9, if you want to turn there. Psalms chapter 90, verse number 9. Down in that verse, it said, we spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years. And if by reason of strength, they may be 80 years. Yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off and we fly away. This morning we celebrated with a dear friend and a precious brother that today was his 74th birthday. Amen. By God's grace that he has lived to go beyond those 80 years. Can you say amen? And we look at our lives and we wonder, what will it be? Just as soon it's cut off and we fly away. And if you turn there in your Bible, drop down to verse 12, where the Bible said, so teach us to number our days. I don't know how much longer that I have left down here. I don't know how much longer that you have left down here. I want to ask you a question, all of us tonight, amen, regardless of the age that you are. If you come to the conclusion of your life, even this week or this night or whenever it might be, and you say, preacher, that's a very morbid thought, but it is a thought of reality. For we never really, truly know, can you say amen, what will be the outcome? What will be the end result of your life? I mentioned this scripture this morning of how that the rich man that went in hell, that Father Abraham told him, said, son, in thy lifetime, amen, receivest thou good things. And he did. And then we can look at our lifetime. But then we know that conversation was taken up at the end of that man's life when it was all said and done, and the conversation was coming out of the pit. Amen. And this conversation, and Moses, Father Abraham said, but now, amen, you see, in thy lifetime thou receivest good things. But now, he said, even after all those things have been given you, and just let me parallel my message and maybe let it overlap a little, that's all right. After life's been good and you've had a good life, amen, then we come down to the end result. And what will be the outcome? This man that we're preaching about, amen, Father Abraham said, but now thou art tormented. The outcome. The end result. The end of the matter. After all your opportunities, after all your chances, the Bible said that time and chance happeneth to them all. Well, if I'd have had more of a chance, if I'd have had more of an opportunity, things hadn't been stacked up against me, if I'd had a different start in life, time and chance happeneth to them all. The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. Amen. Teaching us, and it has, and it will, and it does. Can you say amen? And we look at all these things and in thy lifetime, but then what will be the end of all these opportunities? I think of our young folks here and our young married couples. I was telling one good brother today, the preacher called me this evening and we were talking, and he mentioned one of the brethren here in the church, and he told me, he said, I've really seen a lot of growth in this young man, and he just really had a lot of good to say about him, and all I could say was amen to what he said, amen. But I look at all of us included here, and I think of all that we've got, and all that God has given us, amen, to be able to sit in a holiness church and have this brothers and sisters, the friendship.
relationship and the fellowship that we have. But what will be the outcome of it? Amen. I've pastored some. Amen. That have cited us. And the outcome of all that I've tried to put in on us, they'll still, if they keep going the route they're going, they'll still someday die and go to hell. That ain't my choice, but it's what they've decided. Amen. And all they had the same ample opportunity. Well, what will you be? What will be the outcome of your life? Hey, young children. Amen. Brother Michael preached Friday night, and he mentioned about his son. Amen. Being concerned about those little children because they didn't have a bed to sleep in or a couch or a table and didn't have what he has. But I wonder today what will be the outcome of what God has blessed me and you with. What do you do with what God has given you?
We'll give an account for it. I said we'll give an account for it. Amen. In thy lifetime, receivest. Amen. One of the saddest things that I can think of tonight, and I've been there a few times. I'm not trying to conjure up sad memories, but one of the saddest things I can, saddest times I can about ever think of is after the funeral, a loved one. You look at the families, they usually go to a lonely hillside, somewhere or another in some secluded area. Oh, just a solemn atmosphere. They have a tent set there, and a mound of dirt, and a few chairs. I've been those that have been the pallbearer that have carried them out to the designated spot. I've been that one that walked with my Bible in the lead and led them to that spot. And they all gather around, and the families wept till they don't have no more power to weep. And they just numb, and oh, they just exhausted and grief-stricken. Ain't a whole lot more you can say. And you say a few words and offer a short prayer. And then that little funeral home director, he'll walk over in front real polite-like, and he'll say, "Folks, this concludes the services. So and so. It's done. It's over. It's through. Amen." The outcome. Help me, Holy Ghost. The Bible said that He'd give us an allotted time. In one place, He said He gave them a space to repent. You just have that amount of time. We beg God for mercy. We beg God for more time. I've told you about the funeral that we preached, and that preached the daddy. And the man told his dad, promised him that he would be there, go make it to the daddy. Felt like he was a good man, and he left here with the record of praying and seeking God at the end of his life. And his boy promised his daddy he'd get things right. And 4 years later, we preached his funeral, and his sister shook her fist in the face of God and said, "God, why didn't you give him a little more time?" 4 years. 4 years to get things right. The conclusion. The end. That space of time. I don't know how much time that you have left. I want to preach to you. Death doesn't care about your plans. Amen. Death doesn't care about your dreams. You see them all the time, and I hope that I can stir your heart. You see them all the time here and around the hills of Kentucky, and you'll see the little flowers of the cross and the inscription in a curve or wherever it might be. And you just think, that person probably that morning, that wasn't in their plans.
That wasn't what they set out to do and said, today's the day that I'll drive, I'll get ready, and I'll go to, down the road, and this is the day that I'll end. My life will end right here. Amen. Mama didn't tell that child goodbye knowing he was going to go down the road and die. Amen. Husband didn't get in the car and tell his wife, I'm leaving and I'll never be back. No, no, no. Amen. Death does not care about your plans. Death don't care about your dreams. Death don't care what you got on the agenda. Amen. But death is on your trail. One writer in the Bible said there is but one step between me and death. Amen. Somebody wrote on an epitaph of their tombstone, and this was the word that they had engraved, and it said, so little done, so much to do. Are you hearing me preach? So little done, so much to do. And I've got plans. I've done got things lined out for this week. I've got all my plans, what I'm planning on doing. But I don't know if I'll live to see tomorrow or not. But I'm wondering tonight, what will be the outcome of my life? I'd like to get something done for the Lord. I'd like to get things right for the Lord. First Peter 4:7, the end of all things is at hand. I read it to you, quoted it to you, Hebrews 9:27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, you won't die and forget it all. You won't die and it just be a gone and faded out of your mind. After this, the judgment. Amen. I wonder tonight how much time. They used to sing a song around in the Holiness Church. He said, wasted years. How many ever heard that song? Come on, raise a hand, preach with me. Wasted years. Ecclesiastes 3 said that He give us a time to be born. But He also said there was a time to die. I'm too busy to serve God. You won't be too busy to die. We live our lives with the end in view. Come on now. I said we live our lives with the end in view. Let me stir your mind. You ever notice how we live our lives with the end in view? You ever notice how much the expiration, the expiring dates affect us? From the food that you go to buy, whatever it might be, you ever stop and think how much that expiration date affects you? Do you know that you have a date on your life? Feel the Holy Ghost. Help me, Jesus. You have a time appointed by God that you were born, and you have a time divinely set by God Almighty when you will end your life. We live our lives with the end in view. We got up this morning, but all day long we look to the end of the day. You'll start in the morning. You'll start Monday morning, and you'll live all week with the end of the week in mind. You'll start in this month, and you'll look toward the end of the month. We started, it seems like yesterday, in the beginning of the year of our Lord, 2011. But what is it, just a couple of months, and this year expires? Amen. And we talk about it all the time. They've talked about it since I was a boy. We're living in the end of time. Amen. When the angel put his foot, one foot on the land and one on the sea, and shall declare that time shall be no longer. We live our days with the end in view. Always looking. You no longer start your job and you're wondering when you'll be done with your job. Come on now. Amen. And we go through our days always wondering, well, what will be the conclusion? What will conclude to shut off, to bring to an end, to terminate? When life shuts off, when breath stops, when your heart stops. I want to tell you what happens when life ends. Eternity began. Oh God, what will it be at the end of your life? What will it be when God says, the giver of life, and hear me, the director of death, when God says, not the funeral home director, but God steps on the scenes of your life, and God says, this concludes the life. Oh, Mr. Funeral Home Director, please don't. Please don't lower my loved one down in that grave. It's just us. We're just country folk. It wasn't been long ago I preached my grandmother's funeral. She was a precious lady. And my daddy, which was her oldest son, is done gone. And my Aunt Sylvia, which is her oldest daughter, her oldest child, is done gone. And the next in line is my Uncle David. And at the graveyard, Mr. Crowley, who is over the funeral home, Roy is looking for him. We've been in and out of that funeral home for years. And he said, where is David? And I heard my aunt, his wife, say, I never had heard anybody say it, said he went home to get some shovels. It's over. It's through. It's cut off. You spring up like a flower, and it's soon cut off. Just ends. What'll be the conclusion? What'll it be when God says, this concludes your life? What will it be, as the writer said, the harvest is past. The summer is ended, and we are not saved. They used to sing that song when I was a boy. It said, at the end of the road, you'll meet God. They sung another song that said something like this, life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days, and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done. What will it be? The conclusion of your life. What will it be as life comes down to that end? Maybe you have time to concentrate. Maybe you have time to contemplate. Maybe you have time to think it all over and review your life. But if the Spirit can speak to you tonight and say, whither have you made a road today? What have you done with your life? Where have you gone? And what have you been? Where have you been? Amen. But oh, listen to me. Or it may be snuffed out suddenly. Amen. But oh, I pray that God would give us a little time to think this thing through. Somebody said that disease is awful. And that disease is terrible. And I understand that. But for some folks, it is God's mercy that He gives them a little bit of time to lay there and contemplate and think about it and consider their life. And just maybe in the end of their years, they'll turn to the Lord. Oh, come on here now. But it don't always happen that way. And some dies of a heart attack suddenly. Even they stand up and fall to the ground. And it's over and it's ended. My mama said, I thought I'd leave it here. Hear me preach tonight. Amen. But at the end of the road, what will be the conclusion? I haven't been there very, with the emphasis on few, but very few times. And then we kept it in a sanctified condition. But to go down to Florida or to wherever, be on the beach, of course, to us here in the hills of Kentucky, that's a wonder. Amen. It's an amazement to stand at that on that sandy beach and look at that roaring, mighty sea. Brother Tommy, we stayed down there one time and we had a little old place at beach level. We stayed down there for a few days. And this is just me. There is probably nothing any more beautiful than the evening, watching that great big sunball as it finally goes down out into the ocean. But there's just something about that. It's beautiful. But there's just something about it.
It's sobering to me. As you watch life's evening sun begin to sink, the day's done. You can't recall it. Oh, I'd like for the day to last longer. I'd like for the hours to extend on. I'd like to run and play and have more time. But the sun is setting. Slowly, slowly, slowly sinking down. What will be the conclusion? Amen. The Bible speaks about man going to his long home. What will be the end of the matter in your life? What will be the end of all you thought? What you said? If we'd done a survey here tonight, I'm not asking for a show of hands, but if we did, and you'd be honest with me, I've never met one yet tonight that ever said, "Preacher, my plans are at the end of my life, when I get through living everything I can live, my plans are to go to hell. My plans are to leave this world into one of the awfulest uproars and hope and pray that everybody in my family dies and goes to hell." I've never met one that way. I've heard some mighty foolish talking. I've heard some people say some mighty ignorant things before. But whenever that comes down and they begin to feel death, beginning to creep closer, I can even read you where one man in the region of the doomed, and the conversation was going on that I talked about a while ago, and after he realized, "I'm here for good, I'm here for eternity," he said, "Father Abraham, would you send Lazarus? Where do you want me to send him? Send him to my father's house. I've got 5 brothers. I don't want them to come here." What will be the conclusion of your life? I'm almost through with this little simple message. All that you thought, all that you said, whatever it's been that you may have bragged or boasted about. I won't die lost, preacher. I won't die and go to hell. My life's going to change. Things are going to be different. Others say I'm young. I've got plenty of time. I've got all this. Oh, you have your Bibles. Look with me. Amen. If you can, get close where one's at. I want you to look. I don't know, maybe yours, mine does. Revelations chapter 22. Revelations chapter 22, the last chapter of the last book in the Bible. Revelations 22. Revelations 22:21, the last chapter, the last verse. If your Bible says it, what down about the middle of the page, what's them 2 words? My Bible says, the end. Oh, God. Maybe yours don't even say it. I know it probably put in there, but man, that right down in the middle of that page in my Bible, the last word in the last chapter in the last verse is, amen. So be it. Then somebody right down in the middle of that page said, the end. That's it. No more. Somebody preach me a better message and you deserve it. Somebody sing me a better song. Somebody give me a greater opportunity. There is none no greater. There's not another Jesus coming. There's not another one if you're looking for somebody else. It's settled for this. Take this. As Brother Tommy was saying, take Jesus. That's it. The end. The end. The outcome. But now the outcome. The judgment. The judgment. In thy lifetime. And you stand before God. And the Bible, my scripture text said that he would bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And we stand before God. And the judgment. Books and songs have been written. Or that they would say, please, search the book again. I don't read that in the Bible, but it makes for good prodding and trying to deal with your heart. But what I read in the Bible is when the man came in and he didn't have his wedding garment on, and the Lord said, son, what are you doing here? And he was speechless. And then comes your reward. You mean I'll have a reward, preacher, if I die lost? Jesus said to bring a reward to every man. God will repay you. Amen. You have heaped up and laid up God's wrath, and then God will send you to your final destination. Amen. The outcome. The conclusion. Where will it be? What will it be? Where are you going to go? What will it be? It can't be in this walk with God, we can't be up and down and in and out. Jesus said something to this effect, if you die in your sins, he said, where I am, you cannot come. We want to kind of toss it around and we're religious one day and the next day we kind of do our own thing. If you die on that side, as the tree falls, so shall it be. I want to ask us tonight, as I get ready to conclude this little sermon here, somebody get us a song. I want to ask us, everyone in this building, your life, what's it consist of? Listen to me. Don't get too restless right here. Listen to me. Your life, what's it consist of? What is it? What's your life? What's it going to consist of? What's it going to be? What will be the core? All I ever do, preachers, go to church. That one song said, then we'll be glad we live for Jesus. I wonder tonight, listen to me, who will it be? Where will it be? Preacher, I don't care much for preaching like that. The expiration date. You, me, in the morning, goodbye. Where will it be? It'll end. Things end. Things change. He was young. He was strong. I looked up to him. He could play ball. He could swim underwater, all the way across Cumberland River, underwater. He could hunt. He could kill deer. He could fish. He could work. He could lay block. He could do about anything he wanted to do. He is so strong in his younger days, had such a grip. Country boys know what I'm talking about. He'd swing from rafters, getting a hold of the tops of them and swing and walk across the rafters. He'd grip them by the bottoms. Just walk and swing from one to one. And then, you can fall out. Please don't. I could turn it on. I could let you see it. As they played it, and the heading is, in memory of Charles Chuck Suffrage. And you get to seeing him. And I watch it sometimes, and I get to seeing where I'd like to stop that.
Yeah.
Don't go no farther. I see him breaking. And I see him tied to an oxygen cord. And I see him looking terrible. And his strength's gone. And he's pitiful. And then I'm visiting him in a nursing home. And every time without fail, when I start to leave, and I leaned over and give him a hug, I'd feel him. And I'd feel his lips as he kissed me on the forehead. And I'd say, I love you, Daddy. And he said, I love you too, son. But it's concluded. It's over. It's done. All I have now, all I have, is those pictures. And in my basement, a little metal tag that the funeral home company put at the head of his grave before we bought his stone. And it says the life of Charles Chuck Suffrage. And got a date when he was born and a date when it concluded. One day, someday, if time lasts and time tarries, the strongest in here, the most vibrant, the most energetic, every one of us will lay this life down. You may have years and years to live. If that's God's will, I pray you do. If you can have good strength and sound mind, I pray you do. But tonight while they sang, if you'd stand with us, I'd like to open up this altar. Where you been? What have you done? But perhaps the question should be asked, where are you going? And from this point tonight, what are you going to do with it? Let God make a difference in your life. Let God make a difference. I've seen them young leave out. You don't have to be sick to die. God have mercy. What'll be the conclusion? When it all shuts down, what'll be the outcome? Will you say, so much to do, so little done? They said of Napoleon, that great conqueror of his day, just what I read, they said that he requested that when he die, and they carried him through the streets in his coffin, that he wanted them to bury him and carry him in that coffin with his hands sticking out of the coffin to show everybody that saw him, you die empty-handed. Empty-handed. These altars are open. The conclusion. Yeah. How many years do I have?
Lying on the ground.
How many days have I got left?
And the blood of my transgressions, the hope of ever being found.
Before it finally expires. How much time? Before it's all over with.
He said,
Then we hear him say, let us hear the conclusion. Oh, man.
appreciate the preaching tonight. Like so often, we take life for granted. I remember something my wife said to me one day. She said, our oldest daughter's 14 years old. In just a few years, if we live just a few years, she'll be 18 years old. And no doubt, if the Lord tarries out of our care, probably if time tarries, she can live home long as she wants to. You understand what I'm saying? But if time tarries, and this is what struck me. She said, have we invested enough in her, in the time God has allowed us to keep her? And here's what I said. God help me. God help me. If you realize can't add nothing to Brother Rodney's preaching, but you realize that we go through life every day, and very seldom do we think about this could be our last. Very seldom do we think that it could be our last day upon earth. I want my conclusion. I don't want to be like Balaam and say, let me die the death of the righteous, but then and die out of God's will and a wicked man. But I want my children, my family, and those around me to be able to say, he lived what he believed, and he lived what he said. And the conclusion was, his testimony was, he's gone to heaven. You realize that, and I thought about it, and I'll take your testimony. Brother L.D. Moore, I've listened to him on CD, just listened to him, never met the man. I listened to him, and I heard what Brother Mike Roberts said. Just such a great man of God, just very few there at his funeral. But I've listened to that man preach, and I've listened to how he's encountered things in his life, Brother Roddy, and how he handled them. And in the conclusion of his life, you know that man, by the life that he lived, that man made it. By the life they lived. But we say, well, this is so-and-so, and I can go and do my own thing, and that's so-and-so, and so-and-so don't really matter. But when it comes to the conclusion of your life, if you didn't help so-and-so when you're supposed to help so-and-so, what's the end going to be? Man, I'd hate to hear him say, depart from me for just missing his will, Brother Rodney. For just missing saying what he'd have me to do and failing God. I was teaching the other morning, I promise I'm going to take this one, but I was teaching the other morning about the defilement of sin and how sin defiles. He gave us his temple. It's a holy. He said it's the temple of God, and we're supposed to keep that temple clean, the temple of God. But I had a jar of water and just a little bit of food coloring, and that jar of water just as pure as it was, but one drop of red food coloring defiled the whole thing. I don't want nothing to defile me in the conclusion of this thing, in the conclusion of my life. I want to make it. Whatever it takes, I want to make it. I want to make it. Take your testimonies. Now, anybody got testimony? Anybody else got a testimony?
Thank you, Lord, for being saved from the last. Thank you for touching her,
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Anybody else got testimony? Yes. Amen. Anybody else? Yes. Anybody else got a testimony? Yes. Yes. Amen. Yes. Anybody else? Testimony.
Home on a travel trailer and bought shoes with their money, and they traveled from one homeless shelter to the next home.
somebody else got a testimony. I'll turn this back over to Brother Rock.
It's been another good weekend the Lord's blessed us with. And I appreciate you being a part of it. I just appreciate Sister Julie's mother so much being with us. I pray the Lord to give her traveling grace. She gets to head back toward home. We appreciate her. Hope she can come back real soon and be with us again. And we'll just keep praying for her. And appreciate all of you so much being here. Do pray for Brother Aaron's little baby. I think he said she's running a fever and had a blisters in her mouth. Pray for them. Do ask God to touch them and help them. Amen. We appreciate the Lord, don't we? All right, this is all. Let's just stand. Thank God for His goodness. Father, so good to